This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1338. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded November 28th, drastic changes at RCI. Is KTMI a delusion? Cuba versus Mexico and other collisions. Comedy from Carthage. English from Croatia, Greece, Albania. A look at Al Jazeera. Iranian clandestines. Papua New Guinea survey. And the propagation outlook. The Radio Canada International we've known for many years seems to be on the way out. There have been a number of changes in the last few weeks, as we've told you, many of them without any advance notice to listeners. Then on November 25th, Rob Wise in Tasmania noted in his SW Radio News Yahoo group that RCI had axed their web stream, programming over the Internet now available only by podcasting. There had been three streams called RCI 1, 2, and 3, the first one being all in English and giving us a chance to hear RCI and CBC programming at many different convenient times. We've been regular listeners to the morning broadcast from RCI, partly relaying CBC between 14 and 17 UT on 9515, 13655, and 17820. But on Monday morning, November 27th, I found all those frequencies missing. I did find RCI on one new frequency, 9610, including the link at 1510 UT, but the hour after that was in Russian to North America, and then back into English at 1704. Some major schedule changes have been made, but it was not until the next day, November 28th, that new schedules were posted on the website of www.rcinet.ca. Looking them over, I found that English has been drastically reduced, and there's no longer anything on the schedule relayed from CBC. The afternoon broadcasts, including cross-country checkup on Sunday, are gone, as are the Saturday and Sunday morning broadcasts, including Vinyl Cafe, Quirks and Quarks, and part of Sunday Edition. And in the evening, no longer As It Happens or World at 6 on shortwave. In fact, the only English broadcasts left on shortwave from RCI for the USA are at 1705 to 1905 on 9610, that's including the 2 hours of the link, Saturday Blink, Sunday Maple Leaf Mailbag, although those are one-hour programs, not clear what will fill the other hour. And then in the evening, at midnight 5 to 0205 on 9755. Again, the links on weekdays, and Blink and Maple Leaf Mailbag on weekends, lasting only 1 hour. A few weeks ago, we had a report of RCI testing for the first time on the 7 megahertz band, 7310, and now that's on their new schedule for 2 hours each morning. Here's the full schedule of RCI broadcasts, and these are in various languages you would not expect, aimed at the USA, and as I said, very little of it in English. In fact, this runs 16 hours a day continuously on four different frequencies, starting at, now these all start at 5 minutes past the hour, don't ask me why, but I'll just round them off. At 1200 Arabic, at 13 Spanish, both on 7310. Then for a few hours on 9610, at 14 in Chinese, at 15, two schedules do not agree. It's either Spanish or English. So far I've heard English. At 16, Russian, the last half hour on weekends being Ukrainian. At 17, English. At 19, French. At 20, Arabic. Then at 21.05, they switch to 6100 for an hour in French. At 22 in Chinese, 23 in Spanish. And at midnight 5 to 9755 for 2 hours of English, except on weekends, where the second hour is in Portuguese and Ukrainian. Then at 0200 in Chinese, and finally at 0305 to 0405 in Spanish. I quickly posted this news to DX Listening Digest and shortwave programs, which led to some discussion about it. Richard Cuff in Pennsylvania says, "The printed schedule I received about a month ago is totally useless. It was already out of date when it arrived. It showed programming as it used to be, Canada Today and not the link. But the times and frequencies were right, and now not even those are valid. I wonder if this most recent change was conceived in haste. It's unlike them to waste money on printing and manning a schedule when they know changes are coming." John Filiozzi says, "I think this can be understood in the context of what CBC has done over the past year to make its content available throughout the continent via Sirius. Given its long-standing audibility problems on shortwave in the Northeast U.S., I can't say I will miss it. I haven't listened to RC on shortwave much over the last year. Perhaps we are seeing RCI, as we have come to know it over the decades, in its final hours." Mike Wolfson says, "This stinks. The Vinyl Cafe on Saturday mornings was a must-listen for me. I planned my morning around that program. I was also upset with what they did to Sunday Edition. However, although it's often difficult to hear, there is still one frequency carrying some CBC programming on shortwave, and that, of course, is the Northern Quebec service on 9625. Due to wintertime conditions, it's not been propagating very well, and we've even been wondering if it's still on the air. But Bill Westenhaver at RCI says it is still running from early in the morning until late at night. Wolfgang Büschel says it's scheduled from 12 UT until just past 0600. Now, a lot of that is in native languages, as to be expected, or in French, but here are some of the CBC English programs on the schedule dated October 19th. Sounds Like Canada, Monday through Friday, from 15 to 17 UT, including the Age of Persuasion, Thursdays at 16:30. The final hour of As It Happens, after the news at midnight UT, Tuesday through Saturday. And then finally on weeknights, Northern Lights, the music program from 04 until 06. The Northern service itself has a newscast, regional news in English at 22:30 UT weekdays. On weekends, here are some of the CBC English programs on 9625. I'll not mention them all. After the news at 14, The House at 17, Quirks at Quarks, and at 18, Definitely Not the Opera. At 21, The Age of Persuasion. At 23, The World This Weekend. 23:30, The Debaters. UT Sunday after the news at midnight, Vinyl Tap. And 0200 Fuse, 0300 Apropos. And 0400, one of Raul Saavedra's favorites in Costa Rica, Saturday Night Blues. On Sundays, all 3 hours of the Sunday edition are still scheduled on 9625 from 14 until 17 UT. At 19, Tapestry. At 21, Skylarking. At 23:30, Sound Advice. At 0100 UT Monday until 03 On Stage. 03 to 04 Sunday Showcase. And 04 to 06 Jazz Beat. So RCI has remade itself into a station for immigrants, and there is a new station of that nature in Vancouver. While a lot of AM stations are moving to FM, if they possibly can, that opens up some AM frequencies. And here's one occupying one again, CJRJ on 1200 in Vancouver. It's been testing a 25 kilowatt transmitter, reported as early as November 7th, in anticipation of a late November launch, according to Northwest Broadcasters. Bill Hale in NRC EDX News says they have Punjabi programming running 25 kilowatts day and night, almost identical directional patterns, kidney-shaped toward the northwest. Here's another report of one of America's least-known shortwave stations, KSL, relayed on 11 meters, 26190. Terry Kruger in Florida, we told you, picked it up recently, and now he has a QSL from the chief engineer, and the call sign of this frequency is actually KOH710. It is a 60-watt remote pickup transmitter. He did the vary on the usual KSL QSL card. Kim Elliott appeared once again after a break of several months on Voice of America's Talk to America, Wednesday, November 22nd. He occupied the entire hour this time talking about international broadcasting. and taking calls from Tariq Zaidan in Cairo, among others. In case you missed it, it's available on demand once you go through the hoops of finding it at the VOA website. Once you find the Talk to America page, look for the link to previous shows where there's an audio archive. This one was November 22nd. A VOA press release says they're launching a new program in Mozambique about HIV/AIDS starting December 2nd. It's called Vida Sem Medo, Life Without Fear, half an hour per week. Thanks to Mike Cooper and Mohammed Azizul Alam Alamin in Bangladesh for forwarding that press release. The time is Saturday and Sunday, only at 10 to 10:30 UT on 21590 and 18985. Transmitter sites not given, but DX Mixed News in Bulgaria says both of these come from Iranavila, Sri Lanka. Also on medium wave 909, which of course is Botswana, Kim Elliott says that probably won't reach the target area of Mozambique in the daytime, it's too far away, while most African radios will not tune above 18 megahertz. So who will possibly be listening to it? I mentioned recently that KTMI in Oregon has registered a frequency schedule with the FCC for the current season, but we haven't had any evidence the station exists or is even under construction. Ben Dawson, who lives in Washington, was visiting his farm nearby in Oregon, so he went by the site for the new station, and he says, "It's not a promising location for high-frequency transmission in the midst of moderate hills of the Willamette Valley, not a uniform flat basin like California's Central Valley. There are a number of hills up to 500 feet or 1,000 above mean sea level. Good locations for vineyards and Christmas tree farms and gypo loggers, but not ideal for HF transmission. Some flat areas nearby the alleged location, but none exhibiting any sign of three rhombics or a log periodic. Even more telling for something that is supposed to operate four 50-kilowatt transmitters, there is no three-phase power within a couple of miles. Could this be another vision that may have become delusion?" The Cuban exile station in Miami, Radio Republica, seems to be adding more and more transmitters. From Santa Marta, Colombia, Yimber Gaviria tells us he heard Radio Republica on 1620, November 22nd at 2350 UT, with an ID at the top of the hour. That was a Wednesday. This is believed to come from WDHP, St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands, which, as we know, already broadcasts Radio Marti, at least on Saturday nights. Although if you look at their website, there's no hint they do any of this. They do have a webcast, however, which should make it easy to confirm what they have on 1620. Also starting November 22nd, Radio Republica has apparently changed frequencies via the UK. 7 megahertz just not making it on new 6185, around 0130 UT, reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, who complains it's impeding reception of Radio Educación in Mexico City on 6185. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor says he also heard them on 6185 as late as 0230. So they may be running 4 hours on that frequency. We're not sure yet between midnight and 04 after 6135 from 22 until midnight. Meanwhile, just in case, the Dentro-Cuban jamming command tends to hit all the frequencies, past and present. Meanwhile, Radio Havana has not been making all its frequency changes at once, but little by little, we now know that 15370 is not a typo. It is a new very strong signal replacing 13750 in the mornings between 13 and 15 UT, but they remain on the 13 megahertz band on a different channel, 13680. At least that's further away from that awful squealing transmitter from Cuba relaying China on 13740. I suppose one of the new transmitters is the one formerly on 6,000 in the mornings, which has now been missing. Bernie O'Shea in Ontario found that RHC was replacing its scheduled Creole language transmissions with French many different hours per day, at least for a while, and then Creole resumed, according to Jean-Michel Aubier in France, as of November 27th. You're listening to the 1,338th World of Radio. from P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our website for much more info is worldofradio.org. Standard disclaimer. More Latin American news. If you hear a station on exactly 4919, that's a good tip-off. It's Radio Quito, La Voz de la Capital in Ecuador, which is irregularly active, it seems. It has been reported lately by Manuel Mendez in Spain at 0522, November 15th. There's a confusing situation on at least two Peruvian shortwave frequencies, 4965. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania thinks he's heard two separate Peruvians on slightly different frequencies. On November 13th, at his de-expedition site, he was hearing from 0945 to 1005 Radio Santana, including IDs, on 4965.8. Then, from 1005 to 1018, he presumes he was hearing Radio Santa Monica with religious programming, but there was no ID. It was poor and much weaker than the other one. We had previously thought there was only one station which changed its name. We're still not certain since there was no ID on the second one. And then, as I mentioned last week, 4790. So now to appear to be two separate Peruvian stations, again on slightly different frequencies. Contradictory reports coming out. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin heard IDs definitely as Radio Atlantida as recently as November 14th at 0330 on exactly 4790. But then on November 25th, he was hearing the other one, Radio Vision in Chiclayo, on 4790.13 from 0111 past 0345. With some kind of service before a crowd, he did not hear any ID, however, until 0331, but finally it was definite. In the morning, Chuck Boland in Florida has now heard a definite ID from Radio Vision on 4790.14, November 24th, between 1044 and 1120. Again, continuous religious programming. I often listen through Tunisia for a while on 7190, and UT Saturday, November 18th at 0629, I was hearing in Arabic what sounded like a stand-up act, frequently interrupted by audience laughter. Something, come to think of it, you don't hear much on Islamic world stations. Then it went into a funny song and a phone interview. Apparently it is some kind of humor program. It'd be nice to know its title and more about it from some of our Arabic-speaking listeners. Charles Lewis is the manager of the Voice of America, or IBB, relay station on the island of São Tomé. He is about to retire and leave in February 07. He's also been a very active ham radio operator, known as Sierra 9, Sierra Sierra. In fact, he's had about 100,000 QSOs, so many logs that it's difficult to get them all online, according to OPDX. Some tips for monitoring BBC World Service in North America, where we're not supposed to hear them on shortwave. Bob Thomas in Connecticut says they're quite well heard at 0300 on 6005 and 7160. Both of those are via Ascension to Africa. New frequencies appeared recently, 9440. According to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, from 05 until 06 UT, it's via the Samara site in Russia. And from 06 to 07, they switch to Wolferton, except on Sundays. Some interesting items about the Faroe Islands and the North Atlantic. Eric Kuya in Denmark says, Kringvarp Føroya has been broadcasting 24 hours on medium wave 531 kHz. He heard them at 0200 UT and reminds us they have an English hour on Tuesdays called Soul Nation at 14 UT. Then Mauno Ritola in Finland was able to hear it, although there was co-channel interference from Russia and Iran. From Idun Ritz's mediumwave.info, since October 1st, Kringvarp Føroya, as it is now called, has been running 24 hours. Overnight, it's nonstop music without any interruptions between 23 and 07 UT. The power is 100 kilowatts except for the main news broadcasts at 1230 and 1800 when it increases to 200 kilowatts. The name was changed almost 2 years ago after they merged with Faroese Television from Utvarpsfjordoya to Kringvarpsfjordoya. Sad news from Sweden. Ulmar Kvik, on behalf of the Arctic Radio Club, says the chairman of ARC, Leif Blomqvist of Halmstad, Sweden, passed away November 27th at the age of 73. He began his DXing career 50 years ago in 1956 and remained a very keen DXer and QSL hunter all his life, especially interested in medium wave, and organized yearly conventions in Sweden and abroad. Radio Sweden has put an item on its website complaining of interference from Iran on 6065. It says, in violation of international custom, Radio Tehran has begun using the frequency we have used for more than 60 years during the evening, affecting listeners in southern and central Europe. Well, not exactly, Wolfgang Büschel says. The same interference on 6065 has happened every winter for at least 5 years. Radio Sweden could easily avoid it by moving to the 5820 to 5860 range. Why didn't they ever solve that problem in previous HFCC conventions? What do they talk about to each other over the buffet at the luxury five-star hotel? Dragan Lekic in Syria gives us the schedule, B06, for Voice of Croatia, including exactly when they have English broadcasts relayed via Germany. They are at 0300 to 315 on 7285, and also at 2315 to 2330 on 7285. There's also 3 minutes of English at 0700 to Australia and New Zealand on 9470 and 11690. John Babas in Maryland hears from the Voice of Greece about a schedule revision which seems to show that they now have a one-hour English broadcast at 0700 UT, daily except Tuesday when transmitters are off for maintenance. That is on 15630, 12105, and 9420. We wonder what kind of English program it is. In order to escape a collision with Voice of Russia, Radio Tirana Albania has now moved one of its English broadcasts to Europe, both in frequency and in time. It's now at 1845 UT on 6170. However, it remains at 1945 on the other frequency, 7465. Andy Lovendell in Italy translates this for us from his blog in Italian. Rumors about a total suppression of shortwave broadcasts from Italy are stronger than ever. It's highly likely Rai's shortwave facilities will be switched off for good at year's end. Rai will be producing two international TV channels instead. Lauren Cox in Kentucky is one of the few Americans watching Al Jazeera English since its inception on November 15th, since he has his own satellite monitoring station. He says, I'm favorably impressed. Technically, it's state-of-the-art. The on-air people are very good, having been recruited from British, U.S., and other news organizations. Stories on the Third World, problems therein, the Gaza tragedy, plus the latest major world happenings. Many of them not likely to be shown on U.S. media. If you have a big ugly dish and an MPEG-2 free-to-air receiver, you may view Al Jazeera via IA-13, 121 degrees west, 3900 megahertz vertical. Also on Panam Sat 9, 58 degrees west, 3840 megahertz vertical. I would say that CNN International, BBC World, DW, and other broadcasters providing worldwide TV news have some very serious and very capable competition. Here's a new clandestine for Iran, and it's been widely heard elsewhere. Radio Democracy Shorayi, since November 21st, DX Mix News in Bulgaria reports. It's at 17 to 18 UT on 7435, only on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. However, it collides with WYFR in Russian via Tashkent. Nevertheless, Koji Hashimoto in Japan has heard it with very little interference, and Jose Miguel Romero in Spain with no interference at all. BBC Monitoring says the name means Radio Council Democracy. And their website, all in Persian, is www.radioshora.org. Bjorn Fransson in Sweden made out their email address on the website and has already received a nice confirmation. You may also listen to their audio on demand. Alokesh Gupta in DX India says All India Radio will have a special transmission in Urdu for the Hajj pilgrims, half an hour a day, starting December 1st through January 29th. It's at 0530 UT on 11730, 15770, and 17845. We continue to hear Firedrake on 9200 at many different times per day, presumably Chinese jamming against Sound of Hope. Ola Om in Sweden says at 1045 UT, November 26th, there was Firedrake on the five frequencies normally used by Sound of Hope. That plus 10400, 13970, 14500, and 17330. He says, I feel that the jamming operators are adding extra hours just to be sure they're not letting anything through, even when they cannot hear it. The jammers on 17330 and 13970 were synchronous, as were the ones on 14500 and 9200. 10400 was different from the others. Propagation characteristics indicate that one to be located in the far south, such as at Dongfang. And now Firedrake has been heard on medium wave for the first time, says Seiichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle, at 1645 UT, November 28th, on 684 kHz, interfering with Japanese stations. We're not yet sure what the target of this is. However, Pyongyang, which used to have a high-power transmitter on the frequency, is off the air due to electrical shortage, says Mr. Hasegawa. Shiganori Aoki in Japan says there's an additional broadcast of Open Radio for North Korea at 14 to 1430 UT on 7365. DX Mix News in Bulgaria says this is the language rotation for Shokaze Radio Seabreeze, also about North Korea, at 13 to 1330 UT on 9950 via Taiwan. However, the languages are rather unreliable. Korean on Sunday and Wednesday, English on Monday and Thursday, Japanese on Tuesday and Friday, and Chinese on Saturday. Atsunori Shidai and Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan report RRI Manado, Indonesia has been reactivated after 5.5 years, varying above and below 3215, heard as early as 1101 until sign-off at 1504. Responding to our inquiry last week, Wayne Bastow in New South Wales says Papua New Guinea stations were active at 1000 UT, November 24th on 3220, 3260, 3275, 3315, 3335, 3365, 3385, and 3905, but nothing on 4890. However, in shortwave bulletin, Don Olson in Sweden did hear that frequency November 17th at 2205 with news in English. Craig Edwards in the Northern Territory says 4890 and 9675 are not being heard there. Radio New Zealand International has changed frequency and analog between 06 and 11, 9765, replacing 9870. Note that our Friday 2130 broadcast is now on 7465. The propagation outlook, ANK indices peaking at 35 and 6 December 7th, solar flux at 80 December 4th to 6th. And thus concludes World of Radio 1338. Awaiting your renewed in-tuning the week that comes, I'm Glenn Hauser.